Hello and welcome. We wish you a very happy and love-filled Christmas from all at Streatham Vale. It is Christmas Day, a day we rejoice because Jesus is born. We also get to light all of our Advent candles today. Jesus came into the world, bringing us hope, peace, joy and love. And he came as the light of the world, lighting up our darkness. Let's pray. Jesus, light of the world, we thank you so much that you came to save us. You came to bring us light. We walk in darkness without you, but you give us the light we need. And you also give us all the hope, peace, joy and love that we need too. And so we praise you and we thank you on this special day that you came to earth to save us. In your name we pray. Amen. So it's Christmas Day, so let's do a bit of reading from Luke's Gospel. First, we're going to read from Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55, and then Luke chapter 2, 10 to 14, and then 17 to 20. So this is Luke chapter 1. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." And then from Luke chapter 2. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests.' When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." Christmas is a time of celebration and joy, excitement and amazement. After all, today is the day we wish everyone a merry or a happy Christmas. And in Luke's Gospel, the angel tells the shepherds, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." And when they had found Jesus, they praised and glorified God. Everyone that they told were amazed at what the shepherd said. But Christmas is also a time for reflection, for pondering and treasuring all that has happened. We are told that Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. There are many things we might be celebrating today. There are many children, and I'm going to assume many adults too, who are excited and joyful about the presents that they've been given or that they are giving to others. And it is good to enjoy these things, to be grateful for those who love us and for those whom we love in return. But in all the excitement and the mania of opening presents, do we also take a moment to pause and reflect? Firstly, do we take time to think of those who are not opening lots of presents today? Those who do not have as much and so cannot celebrate with gifts and expense. Let us remember to be grateful for what we have and for what we receive, because there are some who do not have such luxury. And let's remember to take time to pray, to ask God to help those who are in need and most vulnerable. But secondly, and most importantly, do we take time to pause and recognise that we have already been given the greatest gift of all time? God himself chose to join us on the earth, to bring us freedom. Mary recognised this great gift. In that first reading from Luke 1, she glorifies God in a beautiful song. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. And then she says, from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Have you ever been so happy, so joyful, that you find yourself celebrating wildly without inhibition? Can you think of a time when your joy has caused you to dance and sing and maybe even make up a song to express your joy? This is the kind of joy that Mary experienced when she realised that God had chosen her to carry the Saviour of the world, the Messiah that they had waited for thousands of years. I like to try and imagine what Mary might have been thinking and feeling. I imagined that she must have felt bemused and bewildered that God had chosen her. After Gabriel visited her, did she find herself thinking, did that really just happen? Have I actually understood? Is God truly going to ask me to give birth to the Messiah? Why on earth has he chosen me out of all the people living in Israel? I'm sure there are many who are much more holy, more knowledgeable of the scriptures, of the law of the Lord. I'm just a simple peasant girl. Who am I that God would choose me? And then I wonder, 9 months later, on the day when exhausted after giving birth to Jesus, what was she thinking and feeling then? Did she have that joyful wonder that many new mothers feel as they look down at their child? Did that joy have even more wonder than those mothers as she looks down at the face of God? Did she feel small as she marvelled at the majesty of God present in her newborn child? Was there a burning sense of responsibility and maybe even a hint of fear about how she was going to raise this child? I'm sure whatever it was she was feeling, she was probably feeling and thinking a whole mix of things, making her feel this really overwhelming sense as she looked down at the face of the Messiah, the face of her son. And then, when the shepherds burst in, looking for her child, did Mary laugh a slightly hysterical laugh as she looked at the unusual visitors coming to see her child? Did she wonder why, of all people, God told the shepherds about Jesus? Did she perhaps feel a hint of exasperation as she realised this was only the start of the strange things that would happen around her child? Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary took time in the chaos and the craziness of the day to treasure and ponder the things that happened. As you enjoy the presents you open, take time to treasure the greatest gift of all time, the gift of Jesus. What else might we be celebrating today? Perhaps you are celebrating the amazing food that you get to eat. A traditional Christmas dinner with a roast turkey and all the trimmings, certainly up there with one of my favourite foods. But do we also pause and ponder? Do we remember to be grateful for the food we have? After all, there are many in this country and around the world who will not eat well today. Let's not overindulge and forget to be grateful for the blessings we've received. In Mary's song, she celebrates and praises God because he has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. As we take time to reflect as well as to celebrate, let's not forget to pray that God would reach those who are hungry today. Ask that he may fill them with good things. What else do we celebrate? The time that we spend with friends and family, the traditions, the King's speech, the games that are played, the time off work. There are many things that make the day exciting, special, and joyful. But let's keep giving time to treasuring, pondering, reflecting, and pausing on the true reason for all this joy. That Jesus Christ was born all those years ago, and that he is still alive and living in our hearts today, and that we look forward with expectant hope to when he comes to restore us to his kingdom. Christmas is a time to be joyful. It is also a time to pause, reflect, treasure and ponder all that has happened. So let's do some pausing and reflecting now as we pray to God. Almighty God, we truly do celebrate and are extremely joyful and thankful that you came. You love us so much that Jesus came to earth all those years ago. Lord, we know that we have made Christmas into more than just that, more than just a celebration of your birth. So help us in all the busyness of the day to pause and reflect, to treasure and ponder on what happened all those years ago, and to celebrate that you are still in our hearts today and that you will come again to restore us to your kingdom. So Lord, we do worship you, and we treasure in our hearts all that happened, just as Mary did. And we give you thanks for everything. Amen.